This is the Aspen Public Radio newscast. I'm your host, Megan Tackett. Here's your top stories this Monday. Ronan Donovan has made a career out of studying and living among social mammals like gorillas, chimpanzees, and wolves. The wildlife biologist turned conservation photographer advocates for restoring our relationship with nature to live healthier lives. Aspen Public Radio's Michael Finelli went to Donovan's presentation at the Wheeler Opera House last week and has this report.
Throughout his presentation, Donovan shared stories of the three species inviting him to interact as one of their own. Chimps in Uganda have allowed him to hide with them from other humans, while wolves in the Arctic let him follow them in a hunt. Donovan thinks we can learn from our fellow social mammals, so he supports Colorado's wolf reintroduction efforts.
This idea of rewilding an ecosystem, bringing back an animal, the parts of a system that make it more resilient, make a system more biodiverse, and restore a balance that we as modern humans had tilted and started to try to control.
And since we're part of the natural world, Donovan says we can't be healthy and whole humans if we're in conflict with nature. He says learning to live with wolves is part of restoring that relationship. But he also says we should rewild ourselves by leaning into things like creativity, time outdoors, and connecting with others. As his own rewilding, Donovan's conquering his long-held fear of dancing. For Aspen Public Radio News, I'm Michael Finelli.
In arts and culture news, every year, the Art Base creates an exhibition from artwork by students who have just immigrated to the Roaring Fork Valley. But as Aspen Public Radio's Reagan Mertz reports, this year's student exhibit looks different due to fear of ICE operations.
Usually, the exhibit titled Home on Hagar opens every winter to a public art reception. But when the exhibit opened earlier this month, the Art Base kept it private due to fears of a potential ICE raid. They didn't advertise the event, issue press releases, or launch a social media campaign like they do for other exhibits. And only the students' first names were posted alongside their artist statements, which hang next to their artwork. Alyssa Bozakowski is the communications coordinator at the Art Base. She said that the students' artwork has allowed them to express themselves to their new community.
And I think that's what's so powerful about art is that expressing or creating something and then putting it on a wall for others to see. There's so much that the artist goes through, but then a community gets to share in that as well.
She said usually 5 to 10 students participate in the program, but this year there were only 4. The exhibit runs until December 27th at the Art Base. For Aspen Public Radio, I'm Reagan Mertz.
In statewide news, the nation's largest wildlife overpass is ready for use by elk, pronghorn, and other critters near the Palmer Divide. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
The Greenland Wildlife Overpass connects nearly 40,000 acres of habitat on both sides of Interstate 25 between Larkspur and Monument. Kara Van Hoos with Colorado Parks and Wildlife says the new structure gives a variety of animals a safe place to cross 6 lanes of traffic, and an open line of sight helps them navigate it.
Unfortunately, wildlife can't read, so it's not like we could put signs up saying, this is safe here, go here.
It's the last piece of a wildlife crossing system that covers about 18 miles and includes underpasses and fencing. State officials expect the project to reduce wildlife vehicle crashes by 90%. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
A bill to remove the gray wolf from the endangered species list passed the U.S. House on Thursday and is on its way to the Senate. Republican Representative Lauren Boebert of Colorado is the bill's sponsor. She argues that the wolf is recovered.
It's time for the federal government to get out of the way and allow the state and tribal wildlife agencies to manage this species.
Some Democrats countered that it is premature to delist the wolf and said there are tools to help ranchers get support if there's a wolf problem. Gray wolves are found along the northern Rockies, in Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, and in Colorado. A reintroduction effort began after voters approved it in 2020. A warning, some listeners may find this next story distressing. 6 Denver-area women are suing Hinge and Tinder, 2 prominent dating websites. They allege the companies repeatedly ignored several complaints after they were drugged and sexually assaulted by a doctor they met on the apps. CPR's Allison Sherry explains.
The women were matched up in apps with Dr. Stephen Matthews between 2019 and 2023. In a civil lawsuit filed Tuesday, Jane Does 1 through 6 say they were drugged and sexually assaulted by the cardiologist. Some say they flagged the dating websites about what happened, and the sites assured them they were investigating. But Matthews remained a user, and even when they did shut down his profile, he just created new ones, sometimes using the same photos. Matthews was convicted last year of 35 felony charges related to drugging women and sexual assault, and is in prison. The suit seeks relief and damages from negligence. The company says in a statement they are constantly working to make their products safe for users. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
A new analysis shows a mixed bag for the finances of Colorado hospitals. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Alan Baumgarten is a Minnesota-based health policy and finance analyst who published the 2025 Colorado Health Market Review.
I would say that the rich are getting richer, but the poor, I think, are struggling.
He says the UC Health and Health One systems are doing very well financially. Both reported net income of more than $600 million in 2024. Smaller critical access hospitals are struggling to raise capital and attract and retain doctors. After reporting losses in 2022, Colorado HMOs like Kaiser Permanente and HMO Colorado were profitable in 2023 and 2024. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
And in regional news, healthcare costs will likely skyrocket in the coming days as subsidies that helped many consumers are set to expire at the end of the year. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Yvette Fernandez reports, some states in our region will soften the financial hit.
Lower income folks will be hit hardest when the COVID era subsidies expire, facing up to a 200% increase in premiums. That's according to Talon Abernathy, a health insurance analyst with LendingTree. But some states, including Colorado and New Mexico in our region, are offering state subsidies that will offset about 50% of the cost of the upcoming hikes in premiums. And Idaho will have among the lowest exchange plan rate increases as it uses a unique coverage called a reinsurance scheme.
Let's say you need a very costly surgery. Maybe it's $100,000. The state of Idaho would actually pay for that surgery, and that enables health insurance companies in the state of Idaho to keep rates low for everyone.
Idaho's model, which utilizes some federal funds, is being studied by other states. In Arizona and Utah, rates are expected to rise slightly above the national average. Wyoming and Nevada residents will likely experience some of the highest rate increases in the country. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Yvette Fernandez.
A lack of snow and rising consumers worried about money are creating the slowest start for winter resorts in years. The Mountain West News Bureau's Jenny Kinsey has more.
With the holidays upon us, the outlook for the ski season is grim. Resorts in Colorado, Idaho, Montana, Nevada, New Mexico, and Wyoming are off to a slow start. Tom Foley is the director of business intelligence for Outside Interactive, a subsidiary of Outside Publications. He says the situation for resorts is lamentable, but not yet a crisis.
The lack of snowfall across the western United States and the fact that only 11% of runs were open as of November 30th, that's a double whammy that makes things very difficult.
Only 11% of ski trails were open in November. That's versus a typical 35 to 40%. That hurt early bookings this year as guests adopted a wait-and-see attitude. Now Foley says they might be shopping for deals. Exacerbating the situation are concerns among many consumers about inflation, job security, and wages. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Jenny Kinsey.
The Aspen Public Radio newscast is produced by our team. News Director Hallie Zander, reporters Reagan Mertz, Sarah Torrey, Michael Finelli, and me, your host, Megan Tackett. Our contributing reporters include Eleanor Bennett, Josie Taris, and Lucy Peterson. You can listen to the show every weekday morning on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.